The Nashville Community Bail Fund asked a panel of judges Thursday to reconsider an order that would jeopardize the group's ability to function. The nonprofit has had special permission to post bail for those who can't afford it, but as WPLN's Samantha Max reports, the group is now facing pushback from the court.
When someone is arrested in Davidson County, the Nashville Community Bail Fund often covers the cost. The nonprofit has freed more than 700 people since it launched in 2016. Here's how it works. The bail fund uses money from donors to bail someone out of jail. Then, when that person shows up for court, the money is reimbursed and used for someone else. The group calls it a revolving door of funding. But in April, judges decided the group should be responsible not just for bail, but also for court fines and fees. They worried the group wasn't going as far as traditional bond companies to make sure participants showed up for their court dates once they'd been released. Here's board member Davey Tucker Jr.
Folk are trying to figure out who we are because we're changing the dynamic of what has long been an uncontested industry here.
Tucker says covering all court debts could kill the bail fund. Judge Steve Dozier says he doesn't want to shut the organization down, but the court wants more time to decide how to regulate a group that's shaking up cash bail in Tennessee. For WPLN News, I'm Samantha Max.